Welcome to Christ Today. Heavenly Father, help each of us to see your truth and to live faithfully to you, Lord. And we pray in Jesus' name, amen. When I was a kid, I bought gas for 28 cents a gallon in the Bay Area. I also bought gas in New York City for 14 cents a gallon. It's an example that our world is changing. Everything about our world is changing. The prices of gas or the population. Now, today there's about 8 billion people in the world, and 3.5 billion of those people do not use currency. Oh, like in India and China. And I'm thinking also of Australia, where they have Commonwealth Bank. It has 1,200 branches, and it serves 16 million customers, and they do not accept currency, and they do not give out currency. And we have the Federal Reserve in the USA, and it is planning to have a central bank digital currency. Now, in the book of Revelation, in our Bible, it tells of a time when people will not be able to buy or sell unless they take the mark of the beast. Now, I have wondered how that could happen. Lots of people have, and lots of people still think it cannot happen, but we are getting closer and closer to a system like that as we search for the truth and try to understand what is going on in our world. Lots of things are happening. Lots of things are changing. I think of the changes with that people see in medicine. And there are people who will tell you that this last vaccine that was mandated, it's not that I believed it, but I heard that people would say, is this the mark of the beast? And no, I don't think it is at all, but there are people who will tell you it was. A lot of people have a certain belief system, and they find conspiracies all over the place, including that the emergency alert broadcast system will have a tone that will trigger people who took the vaccine. Well, there could be something to that. I don't know. The reason I say that is because there was that patent by Pfizer that talks about a communication between the vaccine and the cell phone communication towers. Now, you kind of have to look at that vaccine information, and you can look it up real easy. It's there. It's right there. And the trouble is that most people don't look. But you can see that there is a reason for their argument. And again, it's not that I believe it, but I will say I could see why they would look in that direction. So in this world, don't we have lots of things going on? Oh, yes, we do. We have a path to heaven that's biblical, and we have a path that leads to each one of us on earth. And are we going to choose heaven, or are we going to choose to follow our own path? We have a choice. We have things that are going on. And we have people all over the place that want to tell us what to do. Sometimes they're politicians, and sometimes they are in our religions and in our churches. Well, the idea that I can see is we do not want to believe a lie, whether it is in church or in politics. And so we have to look at things for ourselves. Now, we have all sorts of lies in this world. We have lies that have brought us into war. I'm thinking of Vietnam and the Gulf of Tonkin. We have the Gulf War with weapons of mass destruction. There are just all sorts of lies all over the place. And we are certainly told not to lie. That's one of the Ten Commandments. And so how are we doing at that do not lie thing? It's something which in those Ten Commandments, we are told to do them because we want to be acceptable to God. And a part of it is lying, which is a sin. Now, that's not all. We have other things that bring us away from God. And I think of John 10:10 that reminds us who the devil is. He comes to steal, kill, and destroy. And so while we are alive and choosing how to live, we want to avoid the things that are of the devil, and we want to choose the things that are of God. The Bible tells us how to pursue God's kingdom, and this is what we certainly want to do. How do we choose what is eternally good? Yes, we follow the Ten Commandments. That's a good step. And we are concerned about the ways of the world and all the things in it. And I think about that lie part of it. We are not to lie and or give false witness. Or you're going to tell me that false witness only applies to court and not to your neighbor to say some little thing? No, I think it's for all of them. And what do you think? Well, we have a number of things in our world that have been lies, and we find them out later. Oh, sure, in government, sure. You think of the CIA files that are just coming to the surface now. They might be about the death of John F. Kennedy, or they might be about Martin Luther King. There are things that have gone on that are just plain lies. Even in recent days, of like the COVID vaccine, for instance, there's a lot of things about the various COVID vaccines and how COVID was developed. Was that done in China exclusively? Do we have concern about Moderna being paid? Paying the CDC $400 million as a part of their licensing fees? We have a lot of questions in our system. And even that Pfizer paid a fine to the United States government of $2.3 billion with a B dollars. There are things going on that are questions, and we get to try to figure out what is going on, and not be not follow a lie. I know there's all sorts of things in politics that are lies. I was thinking about the Biden guy that claiming he was the head of his class when he was really the tail of his class in law school. So there's all sorts of things that he has said that are not true, or that he knew about Hunter's business dealing. Well, there is evidence to the contrary, and all these things are going on. Wouldn't it be wonderful if people did not lie? Well, we see the things going on all over the world, even in our own life. Sometimes we think it's okay to have a white lie, they call it, if we're doing it for somebody else's. We think of it as good, but we are challenged. We are challenged by all sorts of things. Well, we have overlapping concerns, and that's for sure. Sometimes it is not to hurt somebody's feelings, and sometimes it is so basic as do we have enough food for a family? And we have all the different concerns that we have, whether they're about food or about miscommunication or lying. And all these things have an effect of our real life. And sometimes it's not even intentional. Sometimes the crops are bad, and we have concerns about how that impacts our own life. Speaking of crops, we have the rivers, the Mississippi and the Missouri River, and the barge traffic is, again, like it was last year. It is not having enough water to operate the barges fully. So we can have a concern about lies, or we can have a concern about just plain eating and getting enough food. Because like I was just saying, the ships on the Mississippi River don't have enough water to go up and down it fully loaded. So it will have an impact on all of our lives, and it will increase the price of what we have, for sure 10%, maybe 15%, maybe a little more. But these are things in life that we deal with. Well, I just went from a lie to a real life situation. Maybe I shouldn't have done that, but we have things that we deal with in life, and they're all real to us because we talk about them and we interact with other people. Speaking of interaction, I know we are always concerned about who we are associating with. Are we associating with Christians or Christian groups and organizations? And we have questions sometimes about if they are being completely truthful with their accounting or what they are doing with the money they receive. This is something which we all have to be concerned about, and how do we hold anybody accountable, including our government? As we have digital money coming about, we have things just concerning so many different people. And yes, it can be a simple concern as the basics of life go, that we have enough food to eat. Or it can have a concern about not being lied to. And we do know that there are plenty of things in the world where we are deceived. Maybe that's a better word to say, but it's still a lie. Well, we know the one thing we will continually do is ask for God's protection as we go through life and we go through dealing with people, some of them telling the truth and some of them telling a lie. And so let us not be deceived. Oh, isn't that a phrase right out of the New Testament? To be not deceived. And oh yes, Lord, please guide us and protect us as we go through life and service to you. Lord, in Jesus' name and amen. Well, we have a lot of things in life that are just deceitful. We are told by the government all sorts of things. And the government has told us, I'm thinking about wars for some reason. And we have had lies about war or how war began. And war is pretty terrible when you consider a life and death situation. You think about the history of war, where there has been trench gas in World War I and nuclear bombs in World War II. Well, they were atomic bombs. And we have had, in Vietnam, there was white phosphorus that was terrible to be affected by it. And in the Gulf War, there was something called, they called it the voice of God, which was a message that was sent out to vibrate into the skulls of people, and then it would go into the ear as an audible message. That's why they called it that voice. Well, and it was in Arabic in Iraq. But they can do that in any language, anywhere, to broadcast that over a group of people. So we have things going on. War is not good, but we certainly do have it, don't we? There were some, in speaking of the Iraq War, there were so many birth defects from the depleted uranium that United States shot from guns, big guns, in Iraq, that it was a pretty big issue. Well, there is war, and it does terrify us in the modern sense when we can see how things are going with warfare. But as bad as the warfare is that we can witness or watch or something in the real world, we can see a different warfare in the spiritual world. And so much of that is a deception, and that includes lies that the powers of darkness put into our mind, into our thinking somehow. And we see all sorts of things that are going on as to how we interact with the world. And country to country, there are all sorts of very big concerns. We have agreements and treaties. Yeah, sure, through the whole world. With Russia and China, that's one of them. And that one was a there was one in the late 1990s between Russia and China, and that was one where they agreed to support their own form of government, which was Marxist communism, and that they agreed to oppose all other forms of government. And you know what all other forms mean is democracy. They opposed the form of the republic. Even though in many parts of the world there is the title of a country called the republic, like the Bundesrepublik in Germany. And there are countries that have republic in their title. And yeah, there is a form of republic in them because they like what has happened in the United States, a republic, not a democracy, but we do have a democratic form of election in the United States. Well, there's all these different things, and we get to try to understand what we are going to support or oppose. Now, it can be opposed to the point of war, but we can support things with our prayers, with our dollars, and with what we do for people. We can always support a Christian missionary or a Christian church. There's lots of things we can do. Maybe it's just attending, and maybe it's the few dollars we put into their collections. And everything helps. We need to support the people that we are concerned and compassionate about. Otherwise, if you know, for your household, you need a few dollars to keep things going, whether it's food or gas for your car, and the churches and missionaries need that too. So I hope you look at the churches and the missionaries around you and make a little effort to put a few dollars into their plate or into their support. It's important to keep things going. But we have all sorts of things going on now in this life and in this society that remind us that there are some pretty tough non-Christian things going around, whether it's on TikTok or the internet or whatever it is. We see a lot of threats to the life that we are living. A lot of people want to destroy America, and we have a concern about that. Now, it goes to so many different ways to how it is done, and a lot of things are happening because we are surveilled. We are watched over, yes, on a 24-hour basis. There is something that we all are watched with. whether it's cameras at the signals, on the streets, in the stores. But it's still not like China that has millions of cameras and watches people in their neighborhood and does not allow people out unless they have the correct social score. They can't even fly a plane or take the bus out of their neighborhood because everything they do is with that card that is digital currency. And so they are monitored and controlled, and we are investigating whether we in the United States should have a central bank digital currency. We are trying to figure this out. And oh yes, we wonder, what are we going to do? Are we going to support freedom and capitalism, or are we going to support an orderly form of society with a government that watches over us? Do you know what to do? Most people don't. Most people don't even know if they support socialism or capitalism. And somehow we have to know what we support and what we oppose. Where does our money go? Are you actually spending your money at a certain store that supports one thing or another? Do you support being surveilled through the store? It's a good question. I know there's been a lot of talk about having self-checkout and how people don't like it. But it's not that we have a lot of choice because we want the things that the store sells. And that is what they call capitalism. You want what I've got? Well, then you're going to pay for it and you're going to agree to my system. Well, that is a form of a private enterprise that we have to decide if we're going to agree with or not. It gets to be fascism if there is an agreement between corporations and the state government. And that's something which we all have to figure out. What are we going to do? I know lately there has been a lot of talk about if we are going to wear the masks anymore, or if we're going to get another vaccine, and what happens when we need it to have our the business that we are in, they might say we need it. The school we are going to might say we need it. The hospital that we would like to go to might say we need the vaccine. So what are you going to do? We are getting into a whole nother round of what appears to be required. Well, we either learn how to live within the system or live outside of the system. And that's going to be true at one point of our life or another. When you think about the mark of the beast, you are either going to be in the system or out of the system. So we are getting a little notice on how we are going to live. Are you going to live in the system, get your mark or get your vaccine? Or are you going to live outside of the system? And that really means live and die according to what your body and your God will heal. It's not hard, but it's hard when we have the expectations that, oh, I'm going to live to be 100. Now, what if you only live to be 65 or 45 or 25? Where is your faith then? It's something which we all are going to have to get a grasp of. What are our values? And I don't know what yours are, but I know sometime every one of us is going to pass into the next life. And we have to know that we have lived according to what? God's will? Oh, yes. The Bible? Oh, yes. And what about the times that we say, I want to do what I want to do. Well, we all have our own choice, and we all get the consequence for our choice. I don't know what to tell you to do. I certainly don't. But I know that we have a choice, and our choice will make a difference for how we live for the rest of our whole life. Now, that is just happening now because I'm talking about what's going on in our government. What form of government are we going to choose? Are we going to agree to the mandates that have been put in place? Are we going to agree with the doctrinal statements, or, well, maybe call it executive orders of the president? Maybe they're not law that the Congress and the Senate have agreed to, but we have a form going on that if we don't submit to that big store down the street, then they're not going to let us in to their store. So somehow we have things going on with the protocol of the United Nations that is saying, we've already said at an executive level that we would agree to do what the United Nations has said for us to do. But the question is also, what are we going to do if we don't? Are you willing to accept a little less life expectancy or a little less flavor of maybe of sugar, maybe of salt, maybe of coffee? Or are you going to require everything that you have now? I wish I knew the answer for all of it. All I know is I can see a trouble coming, and we have to watch out for what we are preparing for or not preparing for. Because if we don't know, if we don't do anything, we know that it will come to pass that the system will prevail, and we will either accept the system or not, and then we live accordingly. But remember, our life is eternal, and we get to make choices now that impact heaven or hell. So make sure that you know where your position is with and through Jesus Christ. The government is very interesting. It has practices that are wanting to force us into a system, and you get to decide, are you going to be a part of it or not? No matter what it's for, it can be for the big stuff like health care, or it can be the little stuff like buying gas and putting your face mask on and going into the store to buy, I don't know, your batteries, your whatever it is. It's a question of how are you going to live and what part of society are you going to be a part of? Are you going to be a part of that internet society? Or are you going to do things the way that you understand God wants you to do them? Well, I think we are at a point where we're all going to have to make the choice of what are we going to do. Are we going to be the, well, I think of them as extremists who say, I'm going to live the way God wants me to live. That's extremism. But if you say, I'm going to submit to the government, then you're going along with what everybody does. And it's a matter of you get to decide what part of society you are going to be a part of. Are you going to be a part of the surveillance society? Probably most people are, and they're going to say, I want my coffee. I want my treats. I am going to do what I need to do to get them. But our Bible says we must not be a part of the beast system. Don't take that mark, whatever it is. And we're still trying to figure out what it is. Will it be that microchip in your hand, in your forehead, which are the ideal places for the temperature to fluctuate enough to have a battery that runs your little device that has been implanted in your hand or your forehead? It's something which it's pretty obvious when you find the people who have actually researched it and are looking into it or have looked into it. The systems are quite ready to go. Speaking of ready to go, there there is the next temple, which is ready to go in Jerusalem, which they say the Antichrist will go into. It's all the implements are there. There is the temple society in Jerusalem that has everything ready to be put into the temple, the new temple. And I've heard this for almost 10 years, that the building materials have also been put aside onto a lot outside of Jerusalem, so that the building materials can be brought in very quickly and the final temple can be built with implements and everything. Now we have the red heifer that is needed to purify the sacrifices, a part of the ritual in the temple. And that is now in Jerusalem. And it may very well be ready to go in a year. That is the expectation, that in a year, the sacrifice of the red heifer and the ashes will be ready to be a part of the Hebrew tradition. So we are sitting right on the edge of something that is going to happen. Well, we believe it's going to happen really quick, really quick. So do you have preparations for the next year or two or even five? Because we don't know what the time frame is, but we have indications. And whatever you do for the amount of time that we have, I just want to remind every one of us to trust God. And a part of trusting is submitting, saying, yes, Lord, I will do what you call me to do, even if it causes a lot of trouble, or maybe even your death or crucifixion. You know, there's a lot of people who were crucified, seemingly by the Islamic people in Iraq. The Middle East, the whole area. And there were people who were beheaded for their faith in Jesus Christ. We have a question of what is going to happen to us. Is it really that time of the end? It certainly could be. And we have a strong desire to live faithfully to God until the end. And that is something which we have to be ready for, no matter what the pain, no matter what the struggle. We want to say, yes, Lord, at the time of it's right close to the time of the end. I don't know that it is the time of the end, but we know that everything is getting closer and closer. So how do we deal with the changes that are coming about? Changes in our money, changes in a time of war, and changes in famine, changes in government, changes in society, and even changes within the church we attend. How do we deal with all this? Well, we want to make sure that it is all biblical. And do I know the whole answer? I don't mean I do, but I know that you better act according to your faith, especially when we see the strange things that are said to be in the end time. Now, there's people who say there will be giants that'll be in the land. There are people who say there will be demons or demonic angels. Now, it's not that we know what will happen exactly, but we sure get an indication that there are those things that will be supernatural that are going to be right around us, and we have to know that whatever happens, whatever they say, we have to say, yes, Lord Jesus Christ, we will follow you to the end of the earth, the end of this age, and we will preach the good news of the gospel. See, that's really what we're commanded to do, teach the good news of the gospel. Now, as we are in preparedness times or preparedness months, we want to be prepared to stay alive, so that we can preach that good news of the gospel to the people who need to hear it. And you might say that's the unsaved, or maybe it's to reinforce the faith of the saved people. But we need to be prepared to preach the good news of the gospel of Jesus Christ. We are living in some times where amazing things are going on. Some things we can do, and some things we have to rely on God to make happen. So we keep our relationship with Jesus Christ strong. And we do have God gave us a brain and a power of reasoning and logic. And so we have to make sense of what is going on around us and live according to that so that we can be living and able to help our brothers and sisters in Christ and talk to the people who are not saved yet. It's this world. That is what this world is about. And in this world, there are lots of distractions, shiny bits of sparkly information, and people who just get our attention. And there are sins that easily beset us. Hebrews 12. So we know that there are things going on, and we know that we want to follow the truth of Jesus Christ. How are we going to do that? Well, keep your eyes on Jesus. Practice that now when it's easy to keep your eyes on Jesus so that when the world tries to distract us, it will be easy to keep our eyes on Jesus. It'll be hard because there's so many things going on. We have the internet, we have people, we have wars, we have floods, we have earthquakes, we have life and death struggles, even right around us. It's all over the world that these things are going on. And if you want, you can look at the internet, because all these struggles are right there too. And we want to keep our focus on Jesus. Remember God. That is what we are going to do. God blesses us, and we say, yes, Lord. Now, there's so many things that are all over that we deal with, people and situations. And we have to use discernment, and we have to ask God prayerfully what is going on when we see, oh, I was just saying about intellect, and what do we do? Well, we use our intellect to question what is going on, and we see other people with intellect, like there's that Dr. Cole in Idaho, and he says that the spike protein that we took in the vaccine is in the center of the blood protein, the protein in the blood, and in its center, there is a spike protein. Is that true? Well, I know the internet says, no, it's not true. I know that those fact checkers say, no, it's not true. But I don't think any of those fact checkers are doctors, like Dr. Cole is a board-certified doctor in Idaho. I just don't think that they are qualified to say that the Dr. Cole is not, and he's not the only one. There's lots of people who have things, and they stand up, and they are threatened to lose their jobs, or they have lost their jobs because of what they are warning us about. It might be the vaccine. It might be a financial system, and we have to make decisions about what is going on around us. Don't let those fact checkers make your decisions for you. Don't be distracted by the world around you. Focus on Jesus. Have prayer. And also use your brain to make decisions. Because we are all in this world. And our world wants us to do one thing or another. And we want to follow Jesus and have an eternity in heaven. So figure out how to do that. We have a whole Bible to help us to understand. Read that Bible. Look at it. Talk to people about what the Bible says. It's all very good. And we have things going on in our world that want to distract us. And a part of them is lies and deception. And we are told over and over in the Bible, do not be deceived. But there are people who want to deceive us. There are people who want to have us support what they're doing. And it's not a good idea. We want to be following Jesus and get to the kingdom of God in our next life. So that's what we want to live for. And maybe our life will be short. Maybe it'll be long. I remember Fox's Book of Martyrs. They have a lot of people who are willing to die for God. Over and over again, you read the examples, and that's with things going on for them. I mean, if you look at what goes on in our world, we have troubles, we have famine, we have war, we have governments and authorities that want to tell us what to do or not to do. That has been existing all through time, and it doesn't matter if it's current time or a few hundred years ago. People have always wanted to tell us what to do, and we are tempted to see the technology that will say, this is what you need to do, because the technology indicates that you need to get the vaccine or whatever it is, have the operation, because we know best. Well, those intellectual people have always known best, and they are always glad to tell you what to do, especially when you don't know what's going on. You don't know that there was, let's go back a couple thousand years or more, there was Greek fire. There was Rome with her catapults. There was, after that, there was the cannons and the castles and the Middle Ages, and there was the machine gun, well, the Gatling gun in the Civil War. There was trench gas in World War I. There was the atomic bomb in World War II. And there is the defoliants in Vietnam. There was all sorts of things going on in the Gulf War. So we have things that have always going on, and we want to remember our focus is on Jesus Christ. That's what we want to do. I know I'm not surprised at all the deceptions, and we want to not be deceived, whether it is with civilian life or military life or a vaccine or anything. We want to be focused on the truth of Jesus Christ. Now, it's surprising how many people don't know what is actually going on around us. I think of the 9/11 event as an example of how many people don't know that Building 7 collapsed with no airplane hitting it. So there are lots of things that people just don't know. Today, people don't know about the Pfizer vaccine. I hope you look that up. It is number 111075 88B, the letter B, and then 2. Now, you can Google the information on it, and you can find out that it has to do with a reception and a signaling to cell phone towers. How can it communicate with a cell phone tower? It's just too bizarre. Can't be true. Oh, but please read the vaccine patent from 2021. And again, its number is 111075 88, the letter B, and then 2. It's all public information, and you can Google it and read it. I read a lot of pages of it. 30, 40 pages, and it is just interesting. You can do it too, but somehow every one of us has to look and search for the truth, whether it's about Building 7 on 9/11 or what the Pfizer vaccine patent is about. We have to look. Otherwise, it's too easy to be deceived. And the Bible tells us over and over, do not be deceived. Now, there's lots of conspiracy theorists who tell us about this and that. Yeah, be careful about that. We don't want to believe them either if it's a lie. But we do want to remember that we have to search for the truth and be not deceived. There are professionals that have knowledge for us, and they tell us all sorts of things. Whoa, I don't know why. I was thinking of a lady who was one of those. I think you would call her a conspiracy theorist, and she was on the phone telling her mother about how she was being spied upon and watched, and there's things that would happen in her house that should not have happened. And she told her mother that she would be as quiet as a Cheshire cat. And funny, the next day, there was a Cheshire cat I'm sorry, a mold of one, a fake one, a ceramic one, on her back table with a leash around its neck. And amazingly, the next day after that, the conspiracy lady was reported missing and she was never heard from again. We have things going on, and we don't know what price we are going to have to pay when we stand for the truth. And I don't know the conspiracy lady was standing for the truth, but she was standing for something, and there was some power that wanted to oppose her. And she was never heard from again. It can happen to any one of us. It can, sure, even me. And I had a fellow tell me, was your automobile accident last year? Do you think that was done intentionally? I said, no, I don't have any indication that it was. But I'll tell you, we don't know. These people are so good at what they do, we can't see anything, but we do wonder about the timing. And I don't know about any of it. I just wonder about what is coming and what we can do to prepare for it. Yeah, it's not that I know, but I sure know from examples in history that the prepared people have a much better chance to live through things than the unprepared people. So I always say, yes, get prepared for whatever it is that you can see is coming. And I don't know what to tell you is coming, but the Bible has a few ideas. And so if you read the Bible, you will see that there's some things that are sure to come. It might be earthquakes. It might be famine. It might be disease. And yes, all those things are right there, all the way through the Bible, from Ezekiel to Revelation. And somehow you have to study it to see what you might want to do to prepare for whatever is coming. Now, I think we're going to have a lot of things happen here in the world around us, including right here in the United States. Because America, you might know this. You look around. Do you think that America has abandoned God? Well, we don't acknowledge God so much anymore, do we? We don't pray to God anymore, do we? So, we've even taken "And God We Trust" off of several public buildings. So just tell me, do you think that God is going to honor and love America for what America has done? There's a lot of people who are foreseeing some catastrophe all over America. I think the most recent one is Dana Coverstone, a Kentucky pastor, and he saw the money in his vision, a dream, blowing through the streets as the banks had their roofs blown right off of them. So it's not that I know it, but we've had things ever since 1990, more or less, which with Dimitri Dudeman and Henry Groover and other people too, who have had visions and dreams, and they say America is in for a very hard time, but they don't give you the timing. We don't know if it's going to be this year or in 50 years, but we can see the signs are coming to be pretty evident that we are on the edge of trouble. What will it be? Will it be an epidemic? Will it be a banking crisis? Will it be a EME? Electronic nuclear detonation, or a solar flare. All these things, I think, are not only possible, they're very likely. So what are we going to do when we have a whole government that is full of liars? Look at what the heads of government are doing. Even the very head of this government, you know there are lies going on for the last few leaders of this country. And what is going to happen? Do you think God is going to say, oh, we bless America, even though it lies and has taken my name off of the public areas? Well, I think that when we have killed so many innocents, America is going to be, well, judged. It will have consequences. So let's have you be protected by you following God through Jesus Christ. There's so many things that are going on. We have, as I said earlier, there was the CBDC, which is central bank digital currency, going on. China and India basically have no currency going on. They have ones and fives in India because the custom there is to tip people in the food industry or who carry your bags. So they still have those small bills, but no 20s, no 50s, no 100s, nope. It's something that is going on. Is central bank digital currency coming? Oh, some people would say the system is already in place, and all we're doing is waiting for an event to make it really, truly inescapable. Are you ready to deal with that? How are you going to pay your insurance, your taxes, anything? How are you going to be getting whatever you need for food or whatever it is? I tell you, if you don't think, if you don't give it some thought, you will have no chance whatsoever. And that is what I believe that I have been placed here to warn people, to tell them about this. So I have been doing Christ Today for almost 7 years, and I have had a message of preparation during that time. I can only guess what's going to happen, because I don't know. God didn't tell me exactly what was going to happen. All I know is from my study of Bible, my study of history, and my interactions with people here and there, I have found out that I am so certain our country is going to be in for a tragedy. You talk about the people coming into this country, that's a tragedy too. They talk about 500,000 people, but it's really more like 6 million. Oh, that's the case with the Venezuelans. That is in official paperwork. The United States has lots of plans for immigrants. And you know that if the immigrants are willing to work for half of what you do, your wage is going to come down also to half of what it is now. So we have a system that is going on, and it is becoming broken. And you have a way to see what is going to happen and decide what you are going to do. We have so many systems that are going to keep us safe, and we have so many things that could fail, especially when you leave God out of the system. So do I know? I don't know, but I pray that each one of us is faithful to God through Jesus Christ. I know the Marines have a saying that is Semper Fi, which means faithful, always faithful. And we want to be always faithful to God through Jesus Christ. We have these things going on. Do we really know what is going to happen? No, we don't. But if you study history, I've had so much fun studying history. And I can see that from history books, we have things going on that are just going to, I'll say crash and burn. Because that's what's happened to civilizations in the past when they have done what we are doing. And I remember it was 25, more like 30 years ago, suddenly, just for no reason, I began running into people. I think there were 7 people who I ran into just for no reason. And we just had a conversation. They were coming from the East Zone, Eastern Europe, behind the Iron Curtain. And they talked about seeing what was going on in this country and that this is what happened in their country before it fell and turned communist. Doesn't mean that'll happen here, but there is an element of collapse that I would like to say. We can understand that it is going to happen based on history, whether it's modern history or ancient history from Rome 2,000 plus years ago. Whatever it is you are seeing, you better know that our country is in a great deal of difficulty. Now, I think that I have been placed here to warn people. That's my personal opinion. And so we have to, that's what I'm doing. And the question is, what are you going to do? And that's really the only important question to you. What are you going to do to prepare for hard times? It's just that we really don't know what is coming, but we know that if each of us prepares a little bit, we can help each other. And that is what I hope each of us does. When we help people that are maybe in our church, maybe in our neighborhood. And that's what I think is important for us to show our love of God and our love of our neighbor with that great commandment in Matthew 22:37. Love God and love your neighbor. Now, how do you love God and love your neighbor? By telling them about the good news of the gospel. Jesus Christ is Lord, and he is coming again. The Bible is true. And there's history to show it. Whether you look at ancient history or the new history that has revealed the Ark of the Covenant and Noah's Ark, all these things are now known. We have people who have had dreams and visions, and there is warning all over the place. So please, make some decisions and have an understanding of what the consequences are for your decisions if you do or do not do anything. This is very important, and now it is up to each one of us to make decisions about how we're going to live and what we're going to do. Are you going to live for you, the world, your family, or Jesus Christ? It's pretty simple when you look at eternity, and you also know that God loves each one of us so very much. So he cares for your community and your family and you. So, follow Jesus Christ and belong to him. That is, I think, what our big thing we do. And then I invite everybody to give me a note, a letter, or a prayer request. John Stephenson, P.O. Box 7222, Chico, California, 95927. So I pass God's blessing on to you. God bless you, and thank you for listening. Love your neighbor, and love God especially. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you for today.
Christ Today is a listener-supported ministry. Send your checks or donations to John Stephenson, P.O. Box 7222, Chico, California, 95927. Again, that's John Stephenson, P.O. Box 7222, Chico, California, 95927. Your